We'd been out for the night and we decided to start walking home, which is just a very short distance. And we were just like a couple of steps from the curb at the other side of the road when I heard a shout. And as I turned my head to look, the car was there in that second. The car hit all three of us. And we were thrown into the windscreen, up into the air and down onto the ground. And the car came to a stop just a few feet from where we lay in the road.
This incident obviously had some extremely tragic consequences. Your brother, Tony, died at the side of the road, and your brother-in-law, Mike, he suffered some injuries as well, and you were in hospital for quite some time.
I was resuscitated twice, it turns out, and I was in hospital for 2 months. In that time, it was just a case of trying to stabilise my condition because I suffered multiple serious injuries, almost resulting in the loss of my left leg. Because of all the broken bones, I had to have three people just to assist me in getting up and sitting. And it was a long, long time before I could actually do more steps each day, do a bit more. And although I have limited use now with slight disabilities, I'm just thankful to be where I am now.
Now, you've got some photographs in front of us here. Some of them are images and CCTV images of the incident and the immediate aftermath.
Well, I've got all aspects of the accident in photographs of the scene, and looking down on all the activity, it just demonstrates how serious the impact of the car was. Like the state of the windscreen on the car, there's barely any left where our bodies went into it.
How does it make you feel when you look at these images?
Well, when I look back now, it's like another person. It was a long, hard and a dark place for me during those first 2 or 3 years. My main thing was grieving. I didn't want anything else but my brother. And through the love and support of my family as well, these things started to take a little back seat and then started focusing on the future.
It's a question whenever you hear stories like this that is always asked: has your life changed? Has your outlook on life changed? Actually, I think it's very clear that it has. But how has your outlook on life changed?
Oh, it's changed dramatically. First out, we are much closer than we ever were. And I am so more aware of dangers on the road, and I spot them more easily. You're just so more focused on safety rather than just taking your chances crossing the road, because I know now you don't get a second chance sometimes.
In the run-up to Christmas, a lot of people will be going out and celebrating the festivities, and it becomes a bit more poignant for yourself as well.
It is. And all I ask for people to consider is, if they are going out knowing they're going to go to the pub, maybe just start off having one, maybe two drinks, and you start enjoying yourself, and then before you know it, you probably know yourself that you are over the limit, and you just don't want to leave your car where it is, so you take that chance and drive home. But in this day and age, taxis are so cheap. There's no need to risk your life and other people's lives just because you wanted to have a drink.
We hear the dangers of alcohol message, and we hear of incidents of drink driving ever so frequently these days. How does it make you feel when you're obviously sending this message out to people, but you're continually hearing these stories?
It's unbelievable it still happens, but these people who are committing these crimes are not aware of what lies ahead. If they were to experience what we've been through, the car keys would be firmly locked in a cupboard.
What would be your overriding message to people listening to this today?
Well, it's quite simple, actually. It's don't drink and drive. Everybody is different. You can have one pint, somebody else could have probably three or four, and everybody is affected differently. So there's no fixed rule. You can't go out saying, I'll have just a couple, I'll be okay. You could get in the car and be well over the limits without even realising it. So it is something that gradually builds up over the night. So it's just simple. If you're going out for a drink, by all means, enjoy it. Christmas is coming, but don't let it be the last Christmas for you or for somebody who you knocked down.